This is Audible.
Blackstone Publishing presents The Image, 50th Anniversary Edition, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America by Daniel J. Boorstin. This book is read by Tim Danko. To the University of Chicago, a place of light, of liberty, and of learning. My money affairs are in a bad way. You remember, before the wedding, Anisim brought me some new rubles and half-rubles? I hid one packet, the rest I mixed with my own, but now I can't make out which is real money and which is counterfeit. It seems to me they are all false coins. When I take a ticket at the station, I hand 3 rubles, then I think to myself, are they false? And I'm frightened. I can't be well. Anton Chekhov, The Hollow. Forward to the 25th Anniversary Edition. When this book first appeared a quarter century ago, television still had the charm of novelty, and public relations was only in process of becoming one of the most powerful forces in American life. The Image was not yet a cliché. This book was my own exploration of the momentous changes in the American view of reality. For the present edition, I have left in the examples I used then, so that the reader, in sharing my own sense of discovery at that time, may also sense that present fashions have their roots in history. The reader can have the added pleasure of finding new examples every day. This book has had a surprising vogue. It was not a bestseller when it appeared, but it continues to live, to be quoted, and to be assigned in colleges. It has been translated into the principal Western European languages and is in its 30th printing in Japanese. Perhaps it is not surprising that it has had an even wider and more enthusiastic audience outside the United States than here at home, for we Americans are sensitive to any suggestion that progress may have its price. When the book appeared in 1962, I happened to be out of the country on a lecture engagement. Time, in reviewing The Image, said it was no wonder that the author left the country just before his slander on the United States was published. Others have not been so hypersensitive about the facts of our life. Many have welcomed the vocabulary offered in this book for the new rhetoric of democracy. Pseudo-event, the expression I introduced here, has entered our dictionaries, and the Oxford English Dictionary, along with well-knownness, and these have entered the Western European vernacular. The definition of a celebrity as a person who is known for his well-knownness has almost become a familiar quotation. Meanwhile, our technology has reinforced the tendencies described in this book. Is there any advance, from VHS and cable TV to their unimaginable successors, that has not multiplied and vivified pseudo-events? Is there any advance in transportation, from the Walkman and the cellular telephone to supersonic planes and their successors, that has not erased the differences between transportation and communication? Every day, seeing there and hearing there takes the place of being there. Still, the author never really knows what his book means. Especially today, the author's view of what he has done, like everybody else's, is clouded by the blurring together of images and realities, the disorder that eye doctors call diplopia. It is a fair testimony to this book that it has continued to puzzle, pique, and amuse quite a few. But my foreword to this 25th anniversary edition, insisting on the book's well-knownness, is only another evidence of how hard it is for any of us to escape the passion for pseudo-events that has accelerated and still accelerates into the foreseeable future. Daniel J. Boorstin, June 1987.